G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 16. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, probably not one of the most action-packed weekends of the racing calendar in Australia, but the spotlight falls on Ipswich, and this is a standalone meeting that has been standing alone for decades now and continues to grow. Big fields this week for the Ipswich Cup, Eyeliner Stakes and Gay Waterhouse Classic.
Yeah, big fields at Ipswich. Obviously, you can often get that on this day and can get in a bit of trouble too. So hopefully it's safe racing and the best horses can get the get their luck and win. Self-Sense won the Ipswich Cup last year. I think I tipped it. I wasn't overly confident, but he was smashed, I think, double figures into around $4 and just trotted home by about 8 or 9 legs. And he goes around at Moonee Valley, of course. He's got the jumping career ahead of him. So this year it looks like being an odds-on favourite tradesman. Don't know if I can take odds on about him, but he was certainly pretty good last start chasing Egg Tart, and that's probably the right form.
All right, well, let's start right there indeed. When I said big fields, I meant for the day. The Ipswich Cup and the Eyeliner, in fact, we've got 11 and we've got 13 left in the Eyeliner as we speak to you, although we do have a capacity feel for the Gay Waterhouse Classic. So we start in race 7, the black type, Channel 7 Ipswich Cup. As you mentioned, Joel, they hearing of nothing beating the Darren Weir trained Darren Yendall ridden tradesman. Could be a big day for those two.
Yeah, Yendall's gone up there to ride for Weir. He's gotten Lucky Hustler and Platinum Angel in the other two stakes races. Yeah, look, tradesman, he's probably the deserved favourite. He was a bit disappointing in the Doomben Cup. That was his toughest test to date. He was only coming off a Warrnambool win and they threw him in at the deep end and he was pretty plain there. He was beaten for the corner, but he did bounce back in the O'Shea Stakes. That was a race that probably fell away quite quickly. Egg Tart was odds on. Won that race. Tradesman got second on the line. And, yeah, look, he probably only has to run up to that to win. Three Emphasis, I thought, could be an improver. He got out to 2,000 metres and won at his sixth run last preparation, his fifth up on Saturday, and he could probably improve. One Ecuador, just found them a bit sharp coming back from 2,400 to a mile last week. He was up there, but just couldn't sprint when the sprint went on from the corner. He's much better suited out to this sort of distance. He'll probably lead and give them plenty to chase. And then Smart As You Think, she's also coming through the O'Shea. Clearly winning is tough for her, though. One from 25, but she can fill a minor role.
Second of the stakes races at Ipswich on Saturday is race 8, City of Ipswich Eyeliner Stakes, 1350 metres.
I thought Religify would go well here, particularly if the track is drying out. I think it's a soft 6 or 5 at the moment and predicted dry weather for the next couple of days, and that will suit Religify. He's very consistent. He's won 13 from 32. His two runs in the spring were both excellent, runner-up at Caulfield and at Moonee Valley. He's trialled well, he can carry weight, he'll press forward and he'll give them plenty to catch. Six Bassett, yet to win beyond 1,200, but he's been thereabouts his last couple. He over-raced early at the Sunshine Coast at 1,400 last time out, but I thought he stuck on really well. If he can get a bit of cover and settle, he can be in the finish. Seven I'm a Ripper will go forward, he'll probably lead. He's racing well. And four Mossendale, not sure he's the favourite of the in the race. He, certainly bookmakers think he is, he's opened up that way. He's very consistent, 11 wins from 24. He'll run well. He probably wants a bit of rain to show his absolute best, but he is pretty good on top of the ground as well.
And we finish at Ipswich with race 9, Sky Racing Gay Waterhouse Classic, 1350. And despite barrier 15 on the tight Bundamba track, Joel, your best for the day comes up here.
Yeah, it's a case of making your best before acceptances and then sticking with it, though. I'm happy enough. I didn't really worry about where she drew. Obviously, it makes it a little bit of a tougher task, but she's just a pretty promising filly, this Platinum Angel. She tackled the boys at the Sunshine Coast, came back to 1,200, tackled the older boys and ran really well. Second to the Monster. She was heavily backed too, to start favourite. Second to the Monster, beat home some handy horses. Back to fillies and mares grade. Just needs a good ride. I think she'll be winning though. Two Plucky Girl. Looks the obvious threat. She hasn't raced since April 29. She's been scratched a couple of times. Wet tracks, wide barriers have caused those scratchings. She's won four on the trot. Her Tamworth Cup win was good. 11 in for third, Our BB. She's a back marker that needs a bit of luck. But she'll be running on, and four, Not On Your Life, next best. Her two runs back haven't been too bad. She does need dry ground.
Okay, so your best was Platinum Angel. Your value bet comes up earlier in the program. Race 3, number 4, also drawn wide, Spending My Time.
Yeah, tricky gate to overcome, but I like the look of this horse. He was beaten on debut at 50-1, but hit the line hard for second and then made amends next time out at $2.40 favourite and just bolted into Toowoomba. A few of these have been running against each other, so you can tie their form in. Happy to back him at double figures. If he gets a bit of luck, I think he'll be hard to beat.
Alrighty, well, that wraps up Ipswich. The Valley is where we're racing in Melbourne on Saturday. And solid fields throughout the day. What have you found there?
We'll get a bit of cash early and build a bank. I've made my best race one, number 3, Tahitian Dancer. I like this filly on debut, and I thought she ran really well. She'd been jumping out nicely. She went to Sandown and tackled 1,200 metre race on debut in town. Never an easy task, and it was a day where it was pretty advantageous to be up near the lead, and the two that found those positions up near the lead kicked away. I thought she ran on really well. She has trained on since, from all reports. They're looking towards the spring, and I don't think this is an overly strong race. Obviously, you've got a few horses having their second start, and we know two-year-olds can improve heaps, but I think she'll improve the most, and I think she'll win. The other one I'm most keen on ran about $6.50 at the moment, so that's enough for him to qualify as a value bet. 60's Groove, race 9, number 12. Listeners would know I was pretty keen on him at his first start. He just hovered around the $10 mark, and then once he came in the mounting yard, the big punters stepped in, and he just crashed into $4 favourite. I thought it was a good run in defeat. On the turn, he looked like looming into it, but he just probably had the sprint dragged out of him midway through the race. They went pretty hard, and he wanted to lay in. I think he had some issues too. They put a tongue tie on him as well. So I expect him to improve heaps with that run under his belt, 60's Groove. And best roughie, maybe race 6, number 10, World of Hope. Very tricky to catch, as you'd know if you've been following her since day dot like I have. But she's a mare that needs to be held up for one run. Forget the latest at 1,200. She doesn't run it out. 1,000 metres at the Valley is her go. She'll be back near last on the turn, but if she gets the split, she'll duck and weave through, and at 20-1, she's worth a couple of dollars.
I'm going against your value bet for my best, which is race 6, number 2, Shopiro. I've actually got three South Australian horses in a row winning through these middle races. Boggums, race 4, number 1. Falcool, race 5, number 7. And this one, Shopiro, race 6, number 2. Two of them ridden by Jamie Carr, who's obviously got their premiership well and truly wrapped up over in Adelaide. So coming across to Melbourne and might pick up one or two winners as she usually does back home. And my value bet coming up earlier, Down From Wodonga, race 3, number 8, Cash Crisis. Last few, a good first up win. Unlucky in the Wagga Town Plate a couple of starts ago. Okay in at Sandown last time. Just could be ready to break through at around about the $20 mark. That is race 3, number 8, Cash Crisis. Rosehill Gardens, Joel. Venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. What's the track going to be like, and what have you found for us?
Well, I think it was a soft 7 earlier in the week. It's been gradually getting better, and unlike Randwick, it can dry out given a day or two of fine weather, and I believe that's what they're going to get. So I think soft 5 at the worst will probably get back to a good 4. Chris Waller's probably the man to follow again. I've tipped a few of his. I think Dagny will be very hard to beat. She got the job for us. Got the job done for us. Third up, it was a lovely ride by Karen McAvoy. She was entered for the Ipswich Cup as well, which probably would have been a nice test for her, getting out to 21.50, a bit of black tight. But they've elected to stay at home. 2,000 metres. She only goes up 2 kilos off the last start win. I think she can win again. I've made my value Aaron Sheeney, race 9, number 5. He's come up with a wide gate. He was caught wide last start at 1,500. I think back to 1,300 off a fresh and helps. I liked his recent trial. He trialled well. Matched motors with Religify. And the other one I'm most keen on at the meeting is Vaucluse Bay. It's probably a toss up between him and Dagny as who was my best, but Vaucluse Bay, race 5, number 1, 2 runs back from a spell have been good. Third up, 1,800 is a good recipe for him.
Morfordville, we're back on the course proper for the first time for a few weeks. Saturday in Adelaide, and you have tipping a couple of Peter Gelagotis horses across from Moe, including your best, race 3, number 2, Tiger Tim.
Yeah, he's taken across a good team. I think 4 runners, and they've all got pretty good winning chances. But Tiger Tim's my best, race 3, number 2. He's had the 2 runs back from a spell. I thought he stuck on well. Went quickly to 2,000 metres, second up. He'll be fitter for that. I like his form last preparation around E.T.R. James. And my value is he is golden, race 6, number 8. Liked a recent trial from this 5-year-old gelding. He was hard held and finished close up at Gawler. Very honest, only missed the top 4 once in 10 goes. He was placed a couple of times at this level last prep. Just going to need a little bit of luck from the draw.
Okay, Perth, they're racing at Belmont once again on Saturday. There's a Group 3. It's the Hyperion Stakes over 1,600 metres, and there's no doubt about Perth. And, well, I guess it's no surprise, given that it's so isolated from the rest of Australia, but you do tend to get these features run a fortnight apart with the same horses contesting, and that's exactly what you have in the case of the Hyperion Stakes. They're moving up to 1,600 metres from the Belmont Sprint. BJ Ryan thinks they're going to finish, the trifecta is going to finish in the same order. 3 Material Man to beat 2 Great Shot and 1 Puna Mu. You'd certainly think Material Man would be advantaged by the longer trip. And it's set weights again, so why not again Material Man? BJ's best in value bet, he has omitted to click the buttons, but as I recall, Enticing Stars there again, that wouldn't be his best bet because it's about $1.25. It's the new Black Caviar or the new Winx, going for win number 7, undefeated. His value bet, I think, was Red Army, which is race 5, number 6, which is not it is about $3, but most of them that he's gone for are around about that mark. And his best bet was race 7, number 6. Now I come to think of it, Come Play With Me. Durant and Pike get together. Big field, mind you. 16 to face the starter. But BJ very confident about Come Play With Me, who was very impressive last time after being a certainty beaten the start before. Earlier in the day, doesn't look to be anything too exciting across the Tasman, Joel, at Ruakaka and Awapuni.
No, we've got a few jumps races at Awapuni. They'll be running on a very heavy track. Ruakaka always get good fields at this time of the year because it's always run on a drier track, a sandy surface down by the bay, about a dead 5, so the horses come out in droves to run there. My best bet is Belinsky, race 8, number 11. First up from a spell, she was thereabouts throughout her first prep. She got the maiden win at her final run. I think she can come back and go through the classes. Liked her recent trial, looks to have come back in good order. My value bet is Viva La Burgundy, race 3, number 4. Chris Gibbs yard will be to the fore there on Saturday. They usually are at Ruakaka, of course, he used to train in partnership with Donna Logan. Viva La Burgundy showed a bit of promise last prep. The run before the spell didn't have much luck, but the run first up was really good to run third behind Dan's Dan's Dance. Of course, we've seen her go on to perform at a very high level since. Awapuni, my best bet is Rosewood, race 7, number 4. Looks well placed in an open handicap. She contested a weight for age race last start. Didn't run badly. She was a dominant winner second up, and back to this level with 54 kilos, she looks well placed. My value bet is Good Vibes, race 6, number 7. Improved into the placings last start. Might be able to go on with it now at an each way price.
All right. That wraps up a medium-sized Saturday of racing around Australasia, and leaves us only to remind you to get your winning post if you haven't already. Still only $5, all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, plus plenty of other great features, including Richo catching up with the oldest living Melbourne Cup winning jockey, 1942. That's a hell of a long time ago, 76 years ago, and still kicking on and getting the job done over in WA is young Harry McLeod. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Pretty sure I crashed and burned last week. This week, race 6, number 2 of the Valley Show Piro. Joel?
Well, with the confidence up after Savannah and more, we'll go in all up. I think Tahitian Dancer will win the first at Mooney Valley, and we'll all up that into 60s groove in race 9.
Brilliant. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.